Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the January 4th Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the Epiphany of Our Lord, Year A. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar. And your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Happy New Year, y'all. Don't you just love the prophet Isaiah? He's been with us for this first reading every Advent of Sunday and every Christmas Mass, and I so appreciate his optimism for the future. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lector practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying here? What is his purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? This message is written at the end of the Babylonian captivity. Isaiah is encouraging God's people to return to Jerusalem. But Jerusalem is in shambles, nothing but rubble and ash. So he paints a picture of a bright future and also attempts to bribe them with visions of earthly wealth as an incentive to return. The big message you want to convey is that optimism, that spiritual hope to the folks in the pews before you, many of whom are experiencing their own personal exile. Some bereave the loss of a loved one, a spouse, a child, a parent, or a friend. Maybe they've suffered a material loss of a job, loss of their home, or maybe they're suffering from depression. They feel lonely and isolated from others, and maybe even from themselves. This reading will not solve those problems, but you can, in a way as passionate and as convincing as the prophet Isaiah, and tell them the Lord looks over them, looks out for them, and loves them. What lessons do you get from this reading? The reading starts off, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you." Proclaim this with joy, vigor, and enthusiasm. Emphasize the words, rise up, splendor, light, glory, and shines. Next, see, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Up to now, the life of an Israelite was dismal, but Isaiah says that will change. Soon, everyone else's lives will be dismal, and their lives will be fantastic. There's some nice poetic parallelism here. Darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. Accentuate those with a similar tone and cadence to highlight this. Then we have, upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. It's the same thing, parallelism that steps into the province of poetry. Emphasize this the same way as before. Stress darkness and thick clouds with a bleak tone, then abruptly shift to a joyful one with, but upon you and over you. Also emphasize shines and glory in the same way. These are words of optimism and expressions of God's love for his people, the Israelites then, and for the parishioners before you, now. Don't forget to smile. Then we have, nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Emphasize nations and kings and light and shining radiance. Here Isaiah drifts from spiritual promises to earthly material ones. God's chosen people will be the envy of the world. Jerusalem will be so productive, so prosperous, while everyone else will be covered by darkness and thick clouds, as described earlier. The next segment, raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Read this with a big smile and a tone of joyous exuberance, rallying the downcast before you, painting a picture of God's promise for their well-being, maybe in spite of other evidence to the contrary. The promise extends to family and a community exiled and scattered by enemies, but now together again. Emphasize the words raise, look about, and all. Also highlight your sons, your daughters, and arms. Pause briefly after sons and daughters to emphasize them. Next, then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Stress then as a specific point in time. It's not if, but then. Emphasize radiant, heart, throb, and overflow. These are all loaded with powerful emotion. So match them with a sincere and intense energy. If you're comfortable and can do so authentically, add a slight tremble in the back of your throat for throb and overflow to extract additional emotion and feeling from those words. Next we have, caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. Emphasize gold and frankincense, because these gifts will show up in the hands of the Magi, as described by Matthew. Make it easy for the people in the pews to make the connection when these words are revisited in the gospel. Emphasize proclaiming and praises. Those words of worship will be your strong close. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.